Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word, and it's going to be a great show today. Call me, 347-826-7435 is the calling number. Once again, that calling number is 347-826-7435. Social media, if you're on Facebook, you can jump into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add, follow, whatever the protocol is for the social media, and we can talk taste on it. Always open for business like that. Questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You can always email something, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I take all that because I'm nice like that, like Diggable Planets. I'm cool like that too, but y'all don't know because the iceberg is in your way. Anyway, I'm not even going to explain that. If you didn't get it, anyway. Want to say that this is the Happy Birthday Brown Sugar show. Brown Sugar is not here. She's celebrating. I'm not supposed to say how old she is, but I'm going to say it because it's special. It's a special date. She is celebrating her 65th birthday. She is now eligible for Social Security. As a present, I got her the old folks card. So I'm just saying, we want to give a shout out to Brown Sugar, who's not with us because she's celebrating her 65th birthday. So we're going to give it up for Brown Sugar. I already know. You're gonna be mad. You're gonna be pissed because I told her real age out there. I'm sorry. No, just look at it like this, Brown Sugar. If you're not listening, yeah, I said if she's not listening. If you're not listening, Brown Sugar, think. They say black don't crack. You are the youngest looking 65-year-old co-host out there. Just, you know, people ask you, just say that and pop your collar. I'm 65, bitch. What? And just let that go. And that's how we roll this Smooth Drama. We don't care if people know how old we are. We don't lie on the mic. We tells the truth and nothing but the truth. So help Smooth Drama. Word. Anyway, special shout out to Brown Sugar. Enjoy your birthday, homie. All right. been talking about special things. I don't know if y'all saw, but there's a video of Simone Biles where she's on the next level. If you don't know, she's an incredible gymnast, right? Gold medal gymnast, I mean, superior. But she did something that I would have never thought would have happened. So, because everybody's bored, right? You can do stuff. So she on. I guess they have this challenge where people are taking off their shirt. And so what she did, she took off her sweatpants hands free, upside down. That right there, it's like, wow. It's amazing, because it's one of those things. I'm like, I watched the video maybe a couple times, maybe more than a couple times. And she took her pants off on the handstand, while on the handstand. That just, I mean, I can't do a handstand. And I think I speak for a lot of listeners out there who can't do handstands either. Much less, I mean, because for me, a handstand on the wall is tough. Because I'm just like, I'm like, oh, all my blood is rushing to my head. I'm like, just to do a handstand on the wall is an amazing, right? She does a handstand just free, and she takes her pants off. That right there is one of the most amazing, and depending on how you're thinking, erotic things that you could see. Now, I'm not going to ask any listeners to try that at home, because one, now is not the time for you to break your neck or anything else, because they probably not going to get to you in time, and it could get ugly. I'm just saying, though, that was amazing on all levels. So I just give it up for Simone Biles. That right there was next level stuff. That was on a level that you can't comprehend. You can just sit back and marvel at it. It's like, I almost saved that video to like watch again, but then I just thought that would be really weird, and I don't want to be in that category. But I will say that was amazing. Once again, I caution you, please don't try that at home, because if you break your neck, sprain your neck, whatnot, in the current environment, they might not see you at the hospital, and you don't want to be humpneck for the rest of your life. Just saying, humpneck is probably not attractive. Just on the humdrum, just talking about it. And talking about it, you know, everything is shut down. Most of the events have been canceled, so there's nothing that's really happening. And most places are doing virtual events, which could be interesting and not interesting at the same time. So Coachella, Summer Olympics. And for those of you who was trying to get ringworms and be naked at the same time, Burning Man has been canceled. But they have a virtual Burning Man. I clicked on the link because I just wanted to see what is virtual Burning Man. It's like when you click on the link, there's like dirt fly at you, and you get dirt on your screen. It gives you that, but you can like see naked people at the same time. It was asking for information. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing all that. I just thought it was hilarious, right? Because we're talking about an event where a bunch of people get together and they get naked, and I guess there's some kind of a ceremony, whatnot. I don't know about that one. One, because it's called Burning Man. Yeah, I've talked about trap music, right? See, well, you don't like trap music. I'm like, because of the name. Just right off the top. If it says trap, and maybe I read into things too much, but if it says trap, I'm going to avoid it. It's in my nature. Avoid things that say traps. Because generally, traps aren't good for you. Bear traps, tiger traps, and most trap music. Just as a thought. But I digress. Burning Man. The name. No judgment. People who go to the event. I've known people who go to the event. You know? And it's an event that they go to and they have fun at, right? But it's called Burning Man. Now, as a man, yes, I'm a man. Just in case you didn't know, I'm telling you I'm a man. I'm not gender fluid. Just saying it. As a man, burning in front of anything that has anything to do with me or anything that I'm going to do, I'm going to avoid. See, because it's Burning Man, and I know there's a connotation that I'm putting on it that probably is not there, but at the same time, Burning Man. So if I go to Burning Man, am I going to burn? Am I going there to be burnt as a man, like with fire or something just as bad? Because I always wonder, I'm one of those weird people who are into the etymology, the origin of things, right? Make me throw out my big words here. And so, you say Burning Man. I know there's origins, and I know I can go and click and look it up. But I didn't want to do that because, quite frankly, I didn't really care. But I'm talking about it like I care. So I guess I should just say, it says Burning Man. Just like trap music. I'm not down for the trap. I'm not down for the burning. It just, psychologically, being burnt, just, it's not my thing. I saw Richard Pryor talking about it, getting burnt, like literally getting burnt and running down the street, he's on fire, and how he had to take them baths and they pull all the skin off because you're dead skin and all that. First connotation. Second thought, getting burnt. It's like, doesn't sound like it's cool in the streets. So, I just throw my silly generalizations on it and move on and say, but yeah, if you are a practitioner of Burning Man, you can go to the virtual, I don't know, all I've seen is that and heard that generally people who go there, their cars get dirty and they're dirty, like literally there's a lot of dust, it's in a big desert, so you just get dirty. I can see how that probably would not be a good thing in the present atmosphere. You know, getting dirty when we're highlighting the virtues of folk and you're getting dirty. Maybe I think too much. I don't know. But I'm always there. I'm always going to be there. It's funny to me. And on that note, I think I should probably go on break. Once again, special shout out to Miss Brown Sugar. This is the Brown Sugar Happy Birthday Show. And so we're going to get into some Stevie Wonder. It's not the one you think. This is Master Blaster. We'll be right back.
together, you've got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. This is my show, I think. Is it? Yeah. Smooth Drummer. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And you just got through listening to Stevie Wonder. Yeah. That's right. Stevie Wonder. Master Blaster. I don't know. I get absent-minded whenever I hear Stevie Wonder because he take me to them places. It's like you always wonder how the blind dude could see more than the people that can see. It's one of those real-life metaphors. That isn't a metaphor, but is. Or is it a simile like or as? Anyway. So, welcome back to the Happy Birthday Brown Sugar Show. Coronavirus. Most people are still getting used to it. The uncomfortableness of isolation. Either you're alone with your creature comforts, or you're with your peeps. Hopefully, you and your peeps are good and y'all not at wit's end trying to pull one hair off of each other at a time in slow, methodical torture. One can hope that that's not what's happening. But, you know, there's the news out there that domestic violence is up. Calls to child molestation hotline, child abuse hotlines up. Yeah, people starting to trip a little bit because most folks can't function. And you know, I've seen videos of people having parties like nothing's happening. It's all good, and so things are off kilter. So we were already a little off kilter. I've always said that we were in the bizarre world. Things were the exact opposite of how they are. And so we just see a continuance, a continuing of the weird behaviors out here. So, for example, as most people know, there are a lot of people who are working from home, telecommuting, teleworking, whatever you want to call it. In my favorite state, everybody should know my favorite state. If you don't know, my favorite state of Florida, one of the judges, he's on there begging for, I have to stop saying, my son says I say too much. So I shall strive to not, and maybe what we need to get, like, you know, you have the women who have the vibrator panties. Maybe I need a vibrator wristband that gives me a little taser shock every time I say a word that shouldn't be said. Maybe. No. That's too much. I don't know. Anyway. So the judge is saying it's remarkable how many attorneys appear inappropriately on camera. He said one male lawyer appeared shirtless and one female attorney appeared still in bed, still under the covers. And he's talking about how lawyers who were in the sunshine, and he's saying putting on a beach cover-up won't cover up your poolside in a bathing suit. And so the judge is like, hey, put some clothes on at least. At least be with a shirt on. And if you're going to get up and you're walking around in your daytime pajamas, as we call them, then hit that video, hit the video, stop the video button. Then you can go back. And it's tough. I understand it. As somebody who is teleworking, well, I want to say, is it teleworking? Because I'm not on the telephone. So you say that you're working from home, and from time to time you do video meetings or whatever. I make a conscious decision that I'm going to wear clothes. Got on, because it's been a warm day here in the Bay Area. I've got on my shirt and I have on shorts. I don't have all my pajamas. And so I got to sit out in the sun. I got to do my thing. But during my work video, meeting, I had on a shirt and shorts. I felt professional. And that's what the judge is asking for in Florida. Please, at least, have on a shirt and some pants. Because you can wear shorts, and at least you'll have on something, right? Simple stuff. But people are off kilter a little bit, so you understand it. Speaking of Florida, Florida continues to be a leader in backwardsness. In the middle of the pandemic, as the death rise here in the United States, they decided that pro sports, pro sports has been decreed as essential services for the purpose of the executive order on the COVID-19 public health emergency. The memo says that people who are allowed to work during the pandemic include employees at professional sports and media production with a national audience, including any athletes, entertainers, production team, executive team, media team, and any others necessary to facilitate, including services supporting such production, only if the location is closed to the general public. So, basically saying televised pro sports can take place in Florida in empty arenas. I find that amazing. But I understand it because, one, you have people who need the sports to go on so that they can make a lot of money. They have their TV obligations that they have to fulfill. And for the most part, they're running out of content because they're not filming anything. So you need, one, sports to fill that content, because we're a microwave society, right? We need it now. If we gotta wait, hell no. Mm-mm. That's why the streaming services have, you know, they're being hit hard, because people are just running through that content, right? You don't have a lot of people with hobbies, whatnot. Now, I'm guessing there's a lot of video games being played, whatnot. But I'm digressing. So they're going to have sports. Now, the other part of this is people need that distraction. Because people who stay home and watch sports more than likely won't be out doing something stupid. Like, they were caught here in San Francisco, where, right here in the Bay Area, there was a nightclub that was open. They're on camera. It's some underground club that people had been sliding into. All right, and so there's video, and it was first filmed on April the 4th, and you see people coming and going, leaving the building at various times of the night. And they were caught on surveillance video, also going into another nightclub. And so even in the light of the death toll is rising. There are some people who are still, for lack of better terms, they're still not taking this seriously. They're being really, really stupid and not understanding danger that they're putting everybody in, because that's, hey, I'm wild, I'm doing my thing. And I dare you, I double dog dare you to even remotely think about stopping me from having fun. And that's where we're at. So people are still going to the clubs. People are still having block parties. And it's telling. Because once again, the death rate is rising. Slowly, methodically rising for all the idiots out there who thought, nah, I'm good, son. I ain't dry sneezed or nothing. And then boom, folks just start falling off. For example, the pastor. The good pastor, Bishop Gerald Glenn, he said, you know, God's got me. I'm going to keep my church open. Homie died. And his God got him. So he get to hang out with his God. Because he's gone. He's not on this plane any longer. And, of course, I'm not sitting here judging folks. Hey, you know what? Everybody's an individual. You want to do your thing. You have the right to do your thing. It's your right as an American, as they say. You have that right to go out there, be fruitful and multiply and prosper and all that other stuff. And you have folks who are not taking this seriously, and boom, you see it happening. So there's draconian measures that could happen. But, you know, in the other countries, like I talked about in the Philippines, their president was like, look, y'all come out, y'all doing stupid stuff, we just going to shoot you. In India, they're literally whipping people. Like, you really going to be out here? And my brother was saying that the police in Morocco is like, look, you know that we don't have proper facilities to take care of you, so if you out here, you just gonna, you know, you're gonna get sick and die, so you might want to stay inside. So there's a way people can tell you what's happening. Now here, I think here in America, people take things for granted. And they say, well, we've got the facilities, and we'll be all right. I'll be all right. But then you're not. And this is the stuff that happens, right? Because, hey, you're not taking it seriously. Now, I'm not gonna dwell on this too much. Actually, I am. I'm lying. So, like, Texas, the governor there is vowing to issue an executive order of Greg Abbott in the coming week, where he's going to ease the stay-at-home restrictions and we reopen businesses. Because you know what? American people are willing to make that sacrifice. And instead of sheltering in place, in order to spur the economy on, they're willing to risk their lives. And honestly, we're seeing it. We're seeing people who don't care about their lives. You know what? I'm going to go out and do my thing. I'm going to party with hundreds of people. See, it's one thing if you say you want to take that chance, you and someone else, and y'all have been sheltering in place and you're quote-unquote taking precautions. If you say you want to do that, your odds are better, right? But we're talking about to the club. And so for these people, they're like, hey, we need to get business going, because as I've reiterated before, and I'll reiterate again. Well, I said it before and I'm reiterating now. Let me make sure I say it right. They need to maintain their vacation homes. So this money that they're losing, I'm going to lose my extra beachfront properties across the globe. I can't have that. So I need y'all working. That's what this is. Pretty straightforward. So, shout out to Texas Governor and our president and other people who are letting you know, we don't give a damn about you and your lives and your problems, and we're going to open it up. And so they're correctly diagnosing the issue and saying, hey, a lot of y'all don't care, so hey, we'll open it up for y'all. And look at it like this: we don't care about y'all broke asses anyway. So if you die, hey, that's still more money for us. Because guess what? You don't have to pay out your Social Security or nothing. So it's a win-win, because you are useless eaters. So go on, do it. I'm going to open up the business. We're gonna make the economy great again. And maybe some of y'all die in the process. That's kind of what it sounds like. I could be wrong. But I'm going to guess, as the numbers climb, probably going to be proved right. I hate being right, allegedly. Just saying. And speaking of just saying, all right, last week, you know, I lost my homie. I lost my homie Boston. Guess what showed up today? Boston Jr. Put in the order. Boston Jr. showed up at my door. And I welcomed Boston Jr. into the family. So now me and Boston Jr. have been getting acquainted. I'm training Boston Jr. I'm letting Boston Jr. know, because, you know, I'm literally like looking at Boston Jr. right now. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Boston Jr. is my pencil sharpener. I had lost my pencil sharpener of 20 years last week. And so now, this week, I have the replacement, Boston Jr. I feel so much better. And my pencils feel so much sharper. It's the little things in life. See, this is what happens in the apocalypse. You appreciate things a little bit better. I mean, Twilight Zone. I'm going to keep shocking myself figuratively till I stop saying it. It's going to get there. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. Maybe. No. Okay. Oh, you know what? I probably need to go on a break here. More than likely, I need to go on a break. So, I'm going on a break. This is K-Solo. Sneak tip.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Solo, where you going? Yo, I'm going to go up there to the Footlocker spot, man. Give me some tickets, man.
What kind of game? I don't know, man. I'm thinking about getting a boomer, man. The hot dog with the Velcro, bro. Yo, it was fat, man. One of the old school boomers, man. Boomers just went out, man. The brothers played boomers out, man. We're going to bring them back.
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely going to set up some cookies, man.
Check it out. I was in my house looking at a pair of sneakers out of Red Bull. And ask my mama, she could buy me other pair of sneakers from school. She said they watch the system. And after I push up, I'll give you $50 and you can go to the Footlocker. I watched my little sister,
yeah.
Just like she told me. Mom gave me the $50 she said she owed me. I ran to the store to make sure all I see the inventory of the tickets and grab them from the wall. A black pair of boomers, the kind that you could slide on and ask a man that, hey. And I tried these on, took my tickets off down to my socks. Tried the black boomer tickets on the front of the box. I landed in the village called Shoehorn. The tickets came to life and said they kicked for the sun. I was scared for a sec because I know tickets don't talk. But I was bad for it, ever needed something to walk. So I put them on my left foot, then on them on my right. Was walking down the block and yoga. Sneakers out, I walk a feeling tight. If my mom finds out she's flipping, never let me wear a pair of sneakers again. It's on the sneakers. On the sneakers. Don't tell the soul it's on the sneakers. Sneaker world. On the sneakers. Yeah, on the sneakers. Don't tell the soul it's on the sneakers. Yeah, sneakers. The boomer sneaker for a reason. Was I gonna breathe? You can tell by the way the boomer sneakers behave. They said they'll be down before the breeders might start the chase.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. The N Word. That was K Solo. Sneak tip. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I would just walk it along, but there's no need to do that. It is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? So, you always wonder, what are the things that that black folks can't do? One of them, apparently, during the apocalypse, is help people during the apocalypse. Right? So, Dr. Armin Henderson. Dr. Armin Henderson. What? And who is he? Well, he's a black doctor who's been battling the coronavirus pandemic in the hospital and on the streets of Miami. So what he's done is basically helped homeless people. He's given them supplies, you know, and protective masks, and you know, he's helping homeless people in the great state of Florida. What happened? He was detained and handcuffed in front of his own home by a police sergeant as he was loading up his van with supplies that he was taking to the homeless. So, the police officer, who's not wearing a protective mask, by the way, and got all up in the doctor's face, talking about, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? And so he's in effect, he sees the doctor loading up stuff, and so he jumps on him and decides, I'm gonna jump on you. And so he finds out, he tells him, I'm a doctor. The doctor, he's like, I don't believe you. You don't have your ID. And my ID's in the house. So he puts him in handcuffs. So the sergeant, who wasn't worrying about social distancing, and gets all up, because there's a video, he gets all up in the doctor's face, pointing his finger at his face and all that. He's like, I don't believe you. You're not a doctor. You're obviously doing something illegal. So his wife comes out and shows his ID as a doctor. To which dude leaves. He uncuffs him and leaves. Yep. So, on the list of things that you can't do while being black, one of them is helping the homeless as a doctor. Because you're obviously doing something illegal. Not that you'd really be shocked by that, right? I mean, that's not something that happens all the time. And we're talking about during a pandemic, a police officer who gets in the doctor's face. Well, just gets in anybody's face for that matter. Talking about people who don't take it seriously. And so now the doctor's like, I have to to go, and I could have been given COVID because this police officer, as we know, nobody's exempt from this, and there have been a lot of police officers who have been found to have the virus. So now the doctor, who is helping people and doing the right thing in a time where people aren't really doing the right thing, and he's chastised for that. That's neither here nor there. It's Groundhog Day, right? These are the things that just happen. You talk about racism, fatigue, whatnot. Even in the global pandemic, instead of having a civil conversation, and maybe it could be this officer is suffering from lack of punani. Yes, I said it. Maybe he's suffering from a lack of punani because he can't get none. He's overly frustrated, and maybe that led to his racism. Is that an excuse that we want to use today for the Groundhog Day situation? Maybe, kind of, sort of. I would say, yeah, probably no, because I'm guessing more than likely he wasn't getting none anyway, at least not on the regular like it should be. Maybe I'm digging too far and too deep into it, but he just seemed like the type that would mess it up. Like a woman might consider him, and then he'll say something extra stupid, and she's like, well, you just turned this into the Sahara Desert and just moved on. Shout out to that police sergeant that did this beautiful thing, this social distancing and the encouragement of healthcare professionals to go out and do the right thing. Not. Just wonder sometimes. That's all. You just wonder. And speaking of wonder, in China, this one's funny. There's a restaurant where they're banning black people in China. So the sign says, and it's in Guangzhou, China. I can't say that I've ever been there. I don't know if I ever get there. I can't say I won't, but as of now, it's not on the list of places to go. In Guangzhou, China, there was a sign up on the McDonald's. McDonald's in China. I got so many bad jokes here. It's too much. So the sign says, we've been informed that from now on, black people are not allowed to enter the restaurant. Please understand the inconvenience caused. Supposedly, they said 5 Nigerians in China had tested positive for the coronavirus. In the place where it started, they're telling black people they can't go to McDonald's. Now, I've been telling black people not to go to McDonald's for years. Personally, I wish they would put that sign up everywhere. In all the McDonald's, the Bay Area, every state, every city, folks would be better off if they didn't eat at McDonald's and other fast food places. I've started, not that I wasn't already cooking, but now that I'm like 99.999999% cooking, it's like, I've got the extra time, obviously. But the whole fast food thing, it doesn't have the appeal that it once had. Because you get the fast food because basically you just didn't feel like cooking because you didn't have time. But now you have time to cook. It's cool. But for me, them saying, hey, don't come here to eat the McDonald's. And I would always say, and trying not to be stereotypical, is that really the meat that they say it is? Just to start on GP, if we're going to do that, then I do this, and then it just gets ugly, right? So we're saying the eye for an eye leaves everybody blind. I'm not trying to blind people. I would just say put on your 3D glasses, so at least you can see it, but at least it won't hit you, right? So if it was up to me, they would put that sign up. Every McDonald's, in every city, in every state, in every country. I'd be fine with it. You don't want black folks in McDonald's. Guess what? I would say it would help us out immensely not to go to McDonald's. I don't think they have quality food there. But that's just me. I could be out here just talking outside of my neck. But I'm going to say that if you stay away from McDonald's, you'll probably lead a healthier life. Just a thought. Once again, I could be wrong. I hate being wrong, allegedly. Allegedly, I hate being wrong. Maybe I don't think I'm wrong on this. Maybe I think I'm right. Allegedly. Speaking of alleged things, there's an emergency measure that was passed in San Francisco to rent 7,000 hotel rooms. Mayor London Breed, because it passed from the board, they approved the ordinance, and London Breed has 10 days to decide whether to sign or veto it. Now, the board could override it. It'd be interesting to see what happens. So I bring this up because I'm going to talk about this later, because she has 10 days to approve of hotels housing the homeless. So they're saying they need to find at least 7,000 hotel rooms, in total 8,250 rooms are included in the ordinance that would also house first responders and healthcare workers. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I would not want to work there. And if you work there, probably going to want some hazard pay. It's going to be interesting to see how this comes about. Helping the homeless. Because it's only going to cost $105 million. That's it. So we'll monitor this and see what happens. We're definitely going to revisit this one. And on that note, I want to thank you all for listening. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. And this was the Happy Birthday Brown Sugar Smooth Drama Show. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.